My name is Jack Tsime.
You have a trade deficit, so Africans should focus on trading with USA. We need to ensure that we trade with USA very well, and we ensure that leaders should focus on value addition and stop selling raw materials. Then on the issue of strategic security, the USA can help our leaders to share intelligence information and also help in trainings and financing to combat terrorism.
My name is Sholmut. African leaders need to improve the relationship with US, especially in democratic system, because that is what is always making the relation between African countries and US difficult. African leaders used to be dictators, and they are always being put under pressure by US and other countries. That is my views on how African leaders can improve the relation with US and other countries.
This is Terman Young, and my expectation from future African leadership addressing the US-African relation is that I think the Africans, they need to understand their interests, you know, when they come to on the global issues, especially African Union as a coordinator organization. Also, the African leaders, they need to strengthen their institution, especially the judiciary systems, in terms of protection and rule of law, in terms of promotion of human rights in Africa. Because one of the core value of the global advocacy is the promotion of human rights.
My name is Lynette Turiakayo. I think, first of all, the United States should be able to give African presidents or African leaders a chance to be able to speak up and give their opinions, because most of the times our opinions are brought on the table and they're suppressed. Human beings, we prefer to engage with one another, so if they have more organized, more workshops, more conversations, I think they can develop relations.
My name is Malak Philip Scholl. Strengthening democracy in Africa, rule of law, and you know, supporting the young people's aspiration for development, I think Africa will be great. And by doing that, you know, supporting young people so that at least they become, you know, agents of change in their countries, Africa cannot make it alone without the support of other countries like United States of America.
My name is Ruth Cynthia. What the African leaders should do, first of all, to build a strong relationship by showing their trust in their activities, and then try to allocate their resources into rightful hands of people, and always to be transparent in all their activities. I think that can build the relationship between the African leaders and then the US.
My name is Majur Chalkor. In my opinion, the future African leadership should prioritize several key expectations in addressing US-African relations. African leaders need to foster transparency and mutual understanding. Lack of transparency in Africa is one of the diseases that is affecting African development, and also addressing common concerns or common challenges of conflicts and economic development and integration as well.
My name is Faith. From what I see is that other leaders have their values, African leaders have their values, so they should all accommodate each other. For example, America, they have their values and they want Africans to believe in them. African leaders, then also American leaders or Asian leaders should also believe in the values of African leaders. So for me, that is what I would think.